Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. That's a little Stevie Ray bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Have a great visit with our good friend Ruth King. Ruth is the CEO of ProfitabilityChannel.com, the author of a really, really important book that you must own, The Courage to be Profitable. And folks, I encourage you to buy two of these because you're going to want to, when you read it, you're going to want to give one away, because otherwise you don't want to, you're not going to let them have your book. You're going to keep yours because it's going to be dog-eared and marked on and look like mine with post-it notes coming out of it all over the place. Ruth, thanks again for hanging out with us. ProfitabilityChannel.com, right?
That one, and the better one these days is TheCourageToBeProfitable.com.
All right.
It really,
so check
truly
that
is.
Out. Yeah. So we're talking about courage, folks, and believe it or not, it takes courage to be profitable. It's Ruth, as I said earlier, cash, even though we all get into cash flow issues, cash kind of takes care of itself, because these are bills that always have to be paid, and the collection of the money for the sale that we made. But profitability is more management. It's not reaction. Profitability is more strategy. It's more intention. It's having the courage, and this is really important. It's having the courage to charge enough for your products to help your business to be sustainable.
Yeah, let me give you a really good story about that one. It's another client who is now retired, very well off now. Finally. He started his business at zero, grew the business to about $2 million a year, and never really paid attention to anything. Mm-hmm. He always had cash. The cash from one project started the next project, and as long as he was growing and everything else like that, he always had enough cash to pay his bills, and he thought he was sitting in, you know, fat, dumb, and happy land, mm-hmm. if you want to use that expression.
Mm-hmm.
About $2 million, his business just leveled off. He stopped growing. And all of a sudden, and he started noticing that it was tougher to pay the bills, it was tougher to pay payroll, and cash wasn't where it is. And he's going, something is not right. And so he called me on the phone, and I went out there. And long story short, he was losing a nickel for every dollar he brought in the door for about 10 years. And, you know, the courage to be profitable was making that phone call saying, I know something's not right.
I'm amazed that he lasted that long.
Well, the business was so growing so rapidly. I mean, a nickel's not going to kill you if you're growing more than 5% a year.
That's the reason why cash kills you quickly, and profitability, losing profit, is a slow death.
Yeah. And so we fixed it, and then we actually raised his prices about, I think it was 15 or 20%, and he was scared out of his mind. But everybody looked at him and said to him, I'm not kidding, they said, we didn't know how you could sell so cheap with the quality work you did.
Right.
And he looks at me, where were you 10 years ago?
Exactly. But the thing is, he should have been raising his prices over 10 years, like 1.5% a year.
It still wouldn't have done it, because Steve was still losing 3.5%.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, but at least my point is he wouldn't have had to have gone up, but compounded though, see, by compounding it, it would have worked out. But regardless, don't wait till you have to raise your prices a huge number all at once to survive. Get a little bit of extra profit every year.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that really tells a story of cash, and it also tells a story of profitability, and also tells a story of the courage to actually raise your hand and say, something's going wrong here. I sense it. I feel it. And he didn't wait, you know, a year or 2 years until he was, you know, out of cash. He did it very quickly. And that's what it takes sometimes. If you don't know what's going on and you're in a situation where you know something's not right, go find somebody to help you.
Now, here's,
there are plenty of people around here who can.
Here's the thing about that courage thing, too, Ruth. This happened. This I learned this when I had my consulting company. If that guy knew, if one of your clients knew that guy and said, hey, Ruth, you should call him, he's having profit problems. If you had called that guy, even if the guy told your friend to have you call him, that probably wouldn't have worked. It would only work if he actually was willing to say, I need help, and call you.
Yeah, so folks, he was in pain.
Don't wait till you're upside down. Don't wait till you're dying. You're going under to get the courage to call somebody and say, I don't have all the answers. I need help. Because when I had my consulting company, if people didn't get to that point, I couldn't help them. They wouldn't listen.
Yeah, it's called. I call it being in pain.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've pulled companies back from the brink. I mean, I had a guy who was $400,000 negative net worth, and we pulled him back without filing bankruptcy.
Wow.
It was a tough two-year process, but we did it. But had he, you know, made the phone call earlier, it would not have been as stressful for all of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, here's a good way to tell about this, Ruth, but you got to have regular financial statements to do it. Mm-hmm. When you start seeing your equity erode on the balance sheet, when you start seeing, don't look at your operating statement so much, but when your balance sheet start, when your ratios, and this is where you need to know at least a couple of ratios, when your ratios on your balance sheet start declining, that's a trend, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the current ratio in the acid test. And in the next segment, we can go through that if you'd like.
Yeah,
in terms
of I'd like that. So folks, think about that. This is not homework. This is not hard. This is not technical. You don't have to become an accountant to do these things.
No.
This is adding and subtracting about four or five to six numbers. But you gotta have good financials. You gotta have a balance sheet you can believe. And when you see that number tick down, you can say, okay, that's not very much, but it's going the wrong way. And you got to get it turned around and going the other way, even if it's just a little bit. We're going to come back and get Ruth to help us with that after these messages. TheCourageToBeProfitable.com, right, Ruth?
That's it. You got it.
TheCourageToBeProfitable.com. Check it out, folks. The book's title of the book, too, wherever books are sold. Tin Till, I'm Jim Blasingame here in Chicago. Take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.